Gnade und sei dich mit uns Vater. Und mein Gott, segne dich auch hier. Blessed be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with the presence of a very great and eminent scholar of the United Kingdom, Shaykh Salam Muhammad Salim Jawad Hafidahullah. The Shaykh, mashallah, has been working for many years among different groups of people from all walks of life. But the specialty of the Shaykh is the youth, and we all know what kind of challenges the youth are facing today in the Western world. So alhamdulillah, the Shaykh has been able to touch the lives of many youth and bring them back to the straight path, or keep them steadfast in the straight path. And through this, many youth have, through the efforts of the Shaykh, many youth have changed their lives. And alhamdulillah, we are very blessed that we got a chance to have the Shaykh visit us here. He has a very busy schedule. Many people are inviting him from all around the world. And we all of us are requested to make dua for the Shaykh's health, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him health, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him strength. And at times he may not be very well, but still keeping in mind the need of the ummah and the concern that he has for the ummah, he still travels around the world visiting different places, different people. And by this, many people around the world have also benefited from his words of wisdom. So alhamdulillah, all of us are also requested to, inshallah, you take benefit of this and make sure that we pay full attention and make sure that we, inshallah, benefit from the words of wisdom that the Shaykh Hafidhullah has to say, and give them space in our hearts, and make an intention to practice. So the actual purpose that we come here is to take something away from with us from this gathering. Take something away from this gathering that we can put into practice, put into our lives, inshallah. So I'd humbly like to request the Shaykh Hafidhullah to grace us with his words of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah wahdah, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي المتقون حيث كانوا ومن كانوا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says: يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O you who believe, اتقوا الله. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which results in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ittaqullah. Fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which results in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And be with the Sadiqeen. Be with those who are truthful. Stay in the company of those who are Sadiqeen, who are truthful. Adopt the company of those who are Sadiqeen and who are truthful. In this small verse of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three things. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, iman. Ittaqullah, taqwa. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And number three, adopting the company of the Sadiqeen, of the truthful. There is no bounty greater than the bounty of Iman. There is no ni'mat, there is no favor which is more greater than the ni'mat of Iman. Because without Iman, a person cannot acquire the everlasting salvation of the hereafter. If a person was to live this worldly life with every comfort that he desired, but he left this world without Iman, in the hereafter he will be doomed in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And you have another person who was not granted any favor whatsoever in this world. No honor, no dignity, no health, no wealth, poverty, sickness, disgrace. But when he leaves this world, he leaves this world with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the everlasting bliss in Jannah, inshallah. So there is no greater bounty than Iman. And what is Iman? Iman is to recognize the truth and submit to the truth. Only recognizing the truth is not Iman. Recognizing the truth and submitting to the truth is Iman. Abu Talib, the uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, had fully recognized the truth. He says in a few couplets, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ, I am 100% sure, بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ, is the best deen on the surface of this earth.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ I am 100% sure, I have no doubt, Abu Talib said. So why do you not accept this deen, O my uncle? He said, لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ وَحِذَارُ مَسَبَّتِينَ لَوَجَسَّنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا There are certain obstacles that are preventing me from accepting your faith. I have recognized the religion that you have come with, I have recognized the truth, but there are certain obstacles which are preventing me from accepting the truth. I fear my people, they will gossip, they will talk about me. Shaitan puts these whispers in our hearts and minds and creates obstacles in our accepting the truth. If I accept this truth, this will happen, that will happen. I will lose this. I will have to endure this disadvantage. If I did not fear my people talking ill of me, if I did not fear my people opposing me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O my nephew, you would have found me an open proclaimer of your faith. Abu Jahl, he had recognized the truth, but he could not submit to the truth. The Jews of Medina Munawwara, they had recognized the truth, but they could not submit to the truth. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they recognize you as much as they recognize their children. Iman, recognizing the truth and submitting to the truth. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have recognized the truth and we have submitted to the truth wholeheartedly. And we have said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ We have Iman, Alhamdulillah, a great ni'mat. And majority of us without any effort on our part. Greatest ni'mat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this ni'mat without any effort on our part. We were born in Muslim homes. We grew up, and Alhamdulillah, without any hesitation, without any doubt, we have accepted the truth. We have recognized the truth, we have accepted the truth. We believe in the Malaika. We believe in the books, we believe in the messengers, we believe in the last day, we believe in the taqdeer, the fate, we believe in the resurrection after death. We believe in each and every word of the Quran. We believe in each and every word of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether the faculty of intellect is able to comprehend or not. We believe. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Despite being very weak in our amal, the non-performance of salah, non-payment of zakah, our muamalat, our dealings, transactions, we are weak. In our muashara, social dealings, we are weak. Husna akhlaq, in our morals, in our characters, we are weak. Ibadat, in our devotion, we are weak. Despite all our weaknesses, Alhamdulillah, we find that we have recognized the truth and without a shadow of doubt, we have accepted the truth, we have submitted to the truth. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Greatest ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, and it is remaining with us 24 hours, 7 days a week, 30 days a month, 365-66 days per year. This ni'mat is not leaving us even for a single moment. And this is nothing but the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing but the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whatever good we are able to do and whatever evil we are able to abstain from, it is only through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is there, alhamdulillah. And if Iman is there and if Iman is safeguarded until we breathe our last, inshaAllah, inshaAllah, sooner or later, we will be granted entry into Jannah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to each and every one of us who has iman. Oh you who believe. Oh you who have recognized the truth, who have accepted the truth and who have submitted to the truth. What do you need to do? Ittaqullah. You need to fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become displeased with you. And that is the last thing you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming displeased. My friends, pay attention to the message that I would like to convey today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to those people who have already accepted Iman. He is not talking to the non-Muslims, he is talking to the mu'mineen, the believers, those who have recognized the truth and accepted the truth, and those who have submitted to the truth. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. Oh you who believe. Allah is saying, oh you who believe. Ittaqullah. Ittaqullah. And we find this command in the Quran over and over again. Ittaqullah. 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 Taqwa. 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 Ittaqullah. And normally, the translation of fear Allah. Fear. No, fear. The broader meaning is fear. The disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will result in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The term taqwa is derived from the root word wiqaya. Wiqaya. What is wiqaya? Wiqaya is a shield. Shield. Wiqaya is a shield. Wiqaya is a partition. Wiqaya is a veil. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ittaqullah, Allah is saying, create a veil, a curtain, a shield, a partition between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should have no connection with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be a wall between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be a veil. There should be a curtain. Because the one who recognizes the truth and he accepts the truth and he submits to the truth and he believes that Allah is my only creator. It is Allah who is sustaining me. It is Allah who is satiating me. It is Allah who is quenching my thirst. It is Allah who is looking after all my affairs. It is Allah who has granted me existence from nothing. It is Allah who has granted me everything that I see in my body, my eyes. All the valuable things, eyes, ears, tongue, brain, heart. How can I disobey Allah? The only benefactor, my only benefactor, Allah. How can I disobey Allah? So Allah is saying, oh you who believe, oh those who have connected themselves to me, now you need to create a barrier between yourselves and those things that displease me. So carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. If you carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts, I will never become unhappy with you. And if you fail to carry out the do's or a do, and if you fail to abstain from the don'ts or a don't, I will become unhappy with you. And when I become unhappy with you, the method of making me happy again is tawbah. Tawbah. And this tawbah is also part of taqwa. Because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that do not disobey me, and if you disobey me, repent immediately. So repent immediately after disobeying me is also a do. It is also a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also part of taqwa. So iman is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now another great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawbah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zamba lahu. One who repents after committing a sin is like that person who has no sin. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyiatikum. Wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Oh you who believe, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent sincerely. Repent sincerely. If you have made a mistake, if you have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have failed to carry out a do, or if you have failed to abstain from a don't worry. It is something to worry about, but do not become despondent, because there is something called tawbah. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use this ni'mat. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with remorse, with regret, with a firm resolution not to do the same again, and say to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, I have repented. Sincere tawbah. Asa rabbukum. And yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum. Your Rabb will forgive your sins. And not only will He forgive your sins, wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. He will grant you entry into Jannah under which river will flow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, U'iddat lil-muttaqeen. Jannah is prepared for those people who have taqwa, who create a barrier between themselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I create a barrier between myself and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means Allah will never become unhappy with me. So if I leave this world in this state where I have created a barrier between myself and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is pleased with me. And if Allah is pleased with me, then Jannah is mine. U'iddat lil-muttaqeen. Jannah is prepared for those people who are muttaqeen, who have created a barrier between themselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the quality of the people with taqwa? Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra wa dharra. Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during good times and during hard times. They spend when they are very wealthy, and they spend when they are hand to mouth. They spend as much as they are able to, according to their circumstances. Wal qadimin al ghaib. And the second quality of the muttaqin, they swallow anger. They control their anger. Wal afina anin nas. Third quality, they forgive people. They forgive and forget. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such people who do good. Those who spend on other people. Those who swallow anger. أنه forgive. Forgive whom? والعافين عن الناس. Those who forgive only the Muslim. No, those who forgive mankind. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who forgive Muslims and non-Muslims. Those who forgive the religious and the irreligious. Those who forgive the young and the old. Those who forgive men and women alike. Those who forgive friends and foes alike. These are the qualities of the muttaqin who will be granted entry into Jannah, my friends. And what is the fourth quality? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people who, after committing a minor or major sin, immediately remember Allah. Overcome by shaitan, overcome by nafs, overcome by base desires. We are all humans. We make mistakes. A human is prone to making mistakes. We are not Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We are not immune from sin. A mu'min does not make a program of disobeying Allah. A mu'min does not make program of sinning. But sometimes, despite having the intention not to do wrong, he is able to restrain himself for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, sometimes a week, sometimes a month. And shaitan overpowers him, nafs overpowers him, base desires, as a result of sometimes bad company, sometimes bad environment, and he sleeps. So he does not have a program of sleeping, but he sleeps. He sleeps and he makes a mistake. But when he sleeps and when he makes a mistake, he does not carry on sleeping and continue to make mistakes. He remembers Allah. And when he remembers Allah, he realizes that how could I disobey the one who has created me? Where is that veil gone that was there between me and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I have displeased my creator by disobeying him. Astaghfirullah. I need to make him happy again by making a U-turn, by making tawbah, by repenting, by asking for forgiveness. So with remorse, regret, with firm resolution of not doing the same again, he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Knowingly, they do not continue doing that wrong. Knowingly. Slip. Realize that I have done wrong. They do not carry on with that wrong. The muttaqin. No, they do not carry on. They repent. They repent. What has Allah prepared for such people who try their utmost to abstain from this obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the error is made, they repent immediately? What has Allah prepared for them? أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Their reward is forgiveness from their Rabb. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And gardens of paradise, under which rivers will flow, they will remain in it forever and ever. Taqwa. Taqwa, my friends. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to give nasiha, advice to people, he would say, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Hold fast to the taqwa of Allah. When he would bid someone farewell, he would say, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Hold fast to the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he would begin his sermon, the very first thing he would say is, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhan nas, alaykum bi taqwallah. Hold fast to the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, is being sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to Yemen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as was his habit, walks with Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu to the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara. Mushayyat, it is sunnah, mushayyat. Mushayyat is to walk with the guest as far as possible, up to the door, up to the car, and to see them off. So Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu is being sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a delegate to Yemen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam walks with Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu until they reach the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu that, "Oh Mu'ad, when you return to Medina Munawwara, it is possible that we may not meet." Allahu Akbar. O Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, when you return to Medina Munawwara, it is possible you may not meet. Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu understood the underlying message in this sentence. That it is possible, there is a great likelihood that I may depart before you return to Medina Munawwara. So Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu began weeping upon the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in loved nothing more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unimaginable for them. So he began weeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in order to control his emotions, turned his face away from Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, and he looked into another direction, and he said, "Oh Mu'ad, إن أولى الناس بي المتقون حيث كانوا ومن كانوا." From amongst people, the most nearest to me. From amongst people, the most nearest to me are those people who have taqwa. So I am in Madinah Munawwara, and there is a person in Yemen, there is a person in China, there is a person in Asia, in Europe. I am in Medina Munawwara, in my era, during my lifetime. And there is another person in Yemen, or in Iraq, or in Africa, or in Asia, or in the Middle East. And he has taqwa. Despite him being physically away from me, he is near to my heart because of taqwa. And O Mu'ad, I am not in this world. I have left this world. After leaving this world, a person who comes into this world will be physically away from me, physically far away from me. Because I will be in the hereafter, and he will be in this world, whether in Medina, or in Makkah, or in Europe, or in America. But I am not in this world anymore, so physically, he cannot come in contact with me. But if he has taqwa, he is from amongst those people who are most nearest to me. So Muaz, do not weep. Physically, I will separate from you, and you will separate from me. But if you have taqwa, you will remain near me. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Indeed, from amongst people, the one most close to me is the person with taqwa, حَيْسُ كَانُوا, wherever he may be, وَمَنْ كَانُوا, and whomsoever he may be. Arab, non-Arab, it doesn't make any difference. A person who resides in Medina Munawwara but without taqwa is physically near me, but he is not near to my heart. And a person who resides in China, physically he is not near me, but because of taqwa he is in my heart. An Arab who has no taqwa. His family lineage may be close to me, but he is not in my heart. non Arab, African, Asian. No connection whatsoever as far as family lineage is concerned. But he is in my heart. Rich, poor, the one honored by the whole world, the one disgraced by the whole world, as long as the person has taqwa, he is in my heart. My friends, let us make this firm resolution today, that from today we will try our utmost to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we sleep, we will say to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh, let us exert effort. Alhamdulillah, whatever we are doing, whatever good we are doing, whatever efforts we are exerting in trying to abstain from wrong, alhamdulillah, ni'mat of Allah. But let us go that mile extra. From today, more attention should be given to this aspect of our lives. That I do not want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any aspect. In any aspect, I do not want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I advise friends back in the UK that make a small notebook and sit down and do MRI scan of your lives, CT scan of your lives, X-ray your lives, and note down the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you find in your lives. So at least you are aware of what wrong you are doing. You are at least aware that there are 10 things I need to work on. There are 10 do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which I am violating. There are 5 don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which I am not abstaining from. At least you will know where you stand. And at least you will be able to say to Allah that, oh Allah, I want to live a clean life. Oh Allah, I want to live a clean life. I am weak. In these 15 matters, I am weak. Shaitan is more stronger. My base desire is more stronger. Oh Allah, without your help, I will not be able to purify my life from the filth of these sins. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, assist me. My friends, if we make this the concern of our lives, soon, within 6 months, within a year, within a 2 year, we will find that our lives have become pure from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ittaqullah. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear. Why? Because if Allah becomes displeased, everybody is happy with you. But if Allah is displeased, everybody is happy. But Allah, wife is happy, children are happy, husband is happy, parents are happy, neighbors are happy, the whole community is happy, the whole world is happy, but Allah is unhappy. What do we have? What have we achieved? Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, was a very pious personality and a great poet as well. He says in the Urdu language, a couplet, Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. Tum nahi hasil. Oh Allah, if I am unable to acquire you and your pleasure, Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Then I have acquired nothing. Despite having everything, I have nothing if you are unhappy with me. Or Tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. And oh Allah, if I have acquired you, despite having nothing, I have got everything. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Another couplet in the Urdu language. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you one is not mine, then nothing is mine. If you do not become mine, if you are not happy with me, then despite having all the resources of this world, I am penniless, I have acquired nothing. Because these resources will not be able to help me in the hereafter. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you one is not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you one is mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine and the heaven is mine. without having any resources. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. There are certain servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who adopt taqwa, who have taqwa, who abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who carry out all the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite having nothing. رُبَّ رَجُلٍ أَشْعَثْ وَأَغْبَرْ وَمَدْفُوِنْ بِالْأَبْوَابِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are certain insignificant people whose bodies are dusty, whose hair disheveled, and when they go and knock at somebody's door, they are pushed away because they are insignificant in this world. But as a result of taqwa, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so great that if they were to say, by Allah this will happen, Allah will make it happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith Qudsi, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ. When a servant of mine adopts taqwa, when his life becomes pure of disobedience to me, he abstains from disobeying me. And part of that is, if he does disobey me, he repents and purifies his life again. When a servant of mine reaches this stage, what happens? Allah says, كُنْتُ سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become his ears with which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا. I become his eyes with which he sees. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. I become his feet with which he walks. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. I become his hands with which he touches. The muhaddithin, the commentators of the hadith, commenting on this part of the hadith, could they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this hadith Qudsi that I look after all his affairs. And when I look after all his affairs, his eyes, his ears, his tongue, his hands, his feet cannot make mistake. I supervise him, I monitor him. وَلَيْنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِلَوْعِذَنَّهُ. When he seeks refuge in me, I definitely grant him refuge. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَعُطِيَنَّهُ. And if he asks from me, I definitely grant it to him. Taqwa, my friends. Taqwa. Taqwa is the key to all success. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. If a person has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his matters easy. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. The person who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his mistakes. If he commits a mistake overcome by nafs and base desire. وَيَعْضِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. When a person has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his reward manifold. A person without taqwa carries out an amal, and a person with taqwa carries out an amal, there will be a difference in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When a person has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an exit for him to leave from all problems. Whenever he faces problem, Allah will create an exit for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَهْتَسِبُ. And Allah will fulfill his need through those avenues which he cannot even imagine. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. When a person has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a special quality of furqan in his heart, as a result of which he is able to differentiate between right and wrong. Without the need of a mufti, his inner conscience will tell him that there is something fishy as far as this is concerned. No, I can't eat this. I'm not very comfortable. Everything looks halal, everything looks okay, but my instinct is telling me that there is something wrong. This Allah grants this furqan, this special furqan. That means Allah guides this person. Allah saves this person from going into haram. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. That person who has taqwa, Allah remains with him at all times. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The person with taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. Allah makes him his beloved. So friends, make this resolution. Make the code is T and T. Taqwa and Taqwa. Tawbah. T and T. Taqwa and Tawbah. Taqwa and Tawbah. Taqwa means to abstain from anything that displeases Allah. And Tawbah is if we do, then we repent. And as soon as we repent, we return again to the platform of Taqwa. So friends, adopt this platform. Taqwa, Tawbah. So we are on the platform of Taqwa. We are not disobeying Allah. We are not displeasing Allah. And if we have displeased Allah without wasting a single second, we find ourselves on the platform of Tawbah for a few moments. And as soon as we make Tawbah, we are back to Taqwa. So when Malakul Maut comes, we should find ourselves either on the platform of Taqwa or the platform of Tawbah. So that we are able to go straight into Jannah. I am concluding now. Allah says, O you who believe, Iman, the greatest bounty. O you who believe, what do you need to do? Adopt Taqwa. Adopt Taqwa. Why do you need to adopt Taqwa? Because Iman is a great bounty and Shaitan is your eternal enemy. And it is always his desire to rob you of this great bounty. So you need security. And the security for your Iman is Taqwa. So when Allah says, O you who believe, fear my displeasure, fear my disobedience. Allah is not creating fear in our hearts, Allah is being kind. That I have given you this bounty of Iman. Shaitan is your eternal enemy. He will try his utmost to rob this ni'mat from you. In order to safeguard this ni'mat, I am showing you the way of security. If you adopt Taqwa, Shaitan will not be able to rob this Iman from you. The more sins a person commits, the more a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the chances that at the time of death he will lose Iman. Because there is no security. His heart is becoming filthier, 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 filthier. And when the heart becomes filthier, 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 then pure Iman leaves the heart. So the security for Iman is Taqwa. And what does Allah say further? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And be with the truthful. Be with the Sadiqeen. And who are the Sadiqeen? Who are the truthful? In another place in the Quran we find, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The Sadiqeen are the Muttaqeen. And the Muttaqeen are the Sadiqeen. So basically Allah is saying, وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Remain in the company of the Muttaqeen. There are various words for Taqwa. Istiqamat is also Taqwa. Amal-e-Saleh is also Taqwa. So Siddiq is also Taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O you who believe, adopt Taqwa. And stay in the company of those people who have Taqwa. Why? Because Taqwa is security for Iman. And the company of those who have Taqwa is security for Taqwa. So we need to stay in the company of good people. Those people who have Taqwa, those people who abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who carry out all the dues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of that, Taqwa will come in our lives, Taqwa will remain in our lives, Taqwa will progress in our lives. And if Taqwa comes in our lives, Taqwa remains in our lives, Taqwa progresses in our lives, our Iman will be saved. And inshallah we will depart from this world with Iman. And when we depart from this world with Iman, we have the everlasting bliss of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, my friends. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will adopt Taqwa. We will live a life of piety. So that our Iman are secured. So that we acquire the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can become successful in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ. Live a life of taqwa so that you can become successful in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the resources through which we can acquire the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we need to do in order to acquire taqwa and to keep taqwa in our lives and to make taqwa progress in life is to adopt the taqwa of adopt the company of those people who have taqwa. Another thing we need to do, there are three things we need to do. Another thing we need to do is to continually focus on the hereafter. Once a week, go to the graveyard and remind yourself that a time is going to come when I will depart from this world. Once a week, sit down in seclusion and think that sooner rather than later I am going to depart from this world. If I live this life of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As a result of this contemplation, inshallah, the fikr and the concern and the worry will come in our lives, and we will exert effort in abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing we need to do is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Read the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Whilst walking to the masjid, whilst returning from the masjid, when going to work, returning from work, when we are alone driving, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, as many times as possible. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Salat ala al-Nabi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Read the masnoon supplications. Before eating, Bismillah wa barakatillah. After eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. When entering the masjid, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. When leaving the masjid, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlika wa rahmatik. When sneezing, Alhamdulillah. When you hear somebody say Alhamdulillah after sneezing, say Yarhamukallah. So dhikrullah. So dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. The contemplation of death, grave and the hereafter, and adopting good company will secure taqwa. And once taqwa is secured, inshallah iman will be secured. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to live our lives according to His pleasure. I am very honored to be here in this part of America, Seattle. And I am very honored and very happy to meet all my Muslim brothers in this masjid. Inshallah, I will continue praying for you, and I request the same from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us again and again only for His pleasure. In Seattle, in my hometown, Leicester, UK, in the Haramain Sharifain, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately unite us in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.